You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WMDX Daily News Roundup for Mad Radio 92.7 FM and 1580 AM in Madison.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Nearly half of Wisconsin college students could be affected by proposed federal changes to the student loan system. There's legislation that would make changes to repayment plans, and it would make cuts to the Pell Grant program for low-income students. It would eliminate Pell Grant eligibility for students who are enrolled at less than half-time. More than 95,000 Wisconsin students got Pell Grants in 2024, and half of the students at the universities of Wisconsin get some sort of federal aid. The legislation would also cap graduate student borrowing at $100,000. And the new Pope of the Catholic Church has a connection to Wisconsin. Stuart J. Waddles has the story.
The newly elected Pope Leo XIV, originally from Chicago, spent part of his religious career teaching in Oconomowoc. The man formerly known as Father Bob taught briefly at the Augustinian Novitiate. Cardinal Robert Prevost is the first American to lead the Catholic Church and belongs to the Augustinian Order, which has active ministries in Milwaukee.
And it's almost prime time for summer tourism in Wisconsin Dells. Known for water parks and family attractions, 4 million people visit the area every year, supporting 15,000 jobs. And now the site of a Wisconsin Dells classic has a new owner. Here's Melissa Kay.
The property that was home to the Tommy Bartlett Water Ski Show and the Tommy Bartlett Exploratory has been purchased by Ripley's Believe It or Not World Entertainment. The sale comes 5 years after the Bartlett venue closed in 2020 due to the COVID-19 pandemic. The owners of the shuttered property searched for a buyer who would maintain the space as a tourism and entertainment spot. The new owners plan to keep the site open as a year-round attraction.
And for the 30th year in a row, Wisconsin is the nation's top cranberry producer. Here's Brittany Berlow.
Last year's yield from the state was well over 6 million barrels, which supplied over 60% of the nation's needs. And these berries are grown on more than 25,000 acres, spanning through 19 counties, with more than 250 licensed growers. And the executive director of the Wisconsin State Cranberry Growers Association says they take pride in being stewards of this land and this legacy.
And you know, we'd go into the classrooms and we teach about time for cranberries, because in Wisconsin, a lot of our children and a lot of adults really haven't eaten fresh cranberries. And so, you know, it's all about teaching and learning and our cultural history. And what a better way to do it than through taste and touch.
That's Sheila Everhart from Wisconsin Agricultural Tourism. She was on Civic Media's Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Cranberries support nearly 4,000 jobs and contribute to nearly $1 billion annually to the state's economy. Wood County led the state's cranberry production last year with over 1.8 million barrels, which is roughly 30% of the state's total output. Monroe County wasn't far behind with 1.09 million barrels at almost 18%. Juneau and Jackson counties put out percentages in the mid-teens, and Vilas County rounded out the top five at about 5%. And the 2025 growing season starts right now, while harvesting takes place in the fall from September through early November.
Most of the cranberries are made into cranberry juices and craisins, but we have an abundance of fresh cranberries.
And can you believe that only 5% of the crop is sold fresh? And that's usually during the holiday season. From the Cranberry Capital, for Civic Media News, I'm Brittany Merlot.
And I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
The Brewers with a win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with a win over the Rays, ending a three-game losing streak for Milwaukee. Top of the fourth, Christian Yelich, a home run to left, using a pink bat with his mother's name, Alicia Yelich, engraved in the wood. Jeff Levering, FanDuel, Wisconsin.
Yelich, down the left field line, long run, Simpson, running out of room and gone! Yelich goes deep on Mother's Day to tie things up. cutter in the middle of the plate, and Yelich hits number 7.
William Contreras also homered. The Brewers with a 4-2 victory after a long weekend in Tampa. Manager Pat Murphy ejected Friday night, and weather delays every day.
I mean, this environment is tough. Threatening rain all the time. The mound's rugged. It's just a different environment than they're used to. So I'm proud we're in every game.
The crew heads to Cleveland tonight. NFL, the Packers back at work today for their off-season program. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Rarely does an 11-year-old title with not-so-great reviews get a second chance. But that is not the case with Reacher, Never Go Back. It doesn't hurt that the star of the film was Tom Cruise, or that the episodic Reacher, starring Alan Ritchson, is a big hit for Amazon Prime Video. How much do people like the Reacher franchise? Never Go Back is over 10 years old, got a 37% on Rotten Tomatoes, but still managed to somehow crack the top 10 on Prime Video, coming in at number 9 last week. I actually really liked it. The current Reacher, Alan Ritchson, and his manager, Dan Spilo, have parted ways, and apparently for good reason. Spilo was officially thrown off a movie set by human resources for bullying and yelling at crew members. It was at this time Alan Ritchson also fired him as his manager. Spilo was also a contestant on Survivor years ago and was dismissed immediately for being too touchy-feely with other contestants. What a guy. Do you know someone who doesn't have a podcast? Didn't think so. That's how popular they are, and they will be recognized this year as a new award category at the Golden Globes. The Best Podcast will have 6 nominees chosen from the most listened to podcasts that celebrate creativity and storytelling. The 83rd Golden Globe Awards will air on CBS on Sunday, January 11th, 2026, and will be hosted by Nikki Glaser, who also hosted last year. Comedy icon Martin Short and Hollywood icon actress Meryl Streep appear to have a romantic connection on and off screen. The couple are an item on the show Only Murders in the Building and are dating. The two 75-year-olds were spotted making out recently while taking a break from filming season 5 of the show. That's right, making out, and while cameras weren't even rolling.
Ugh.
Haven't you people heard of trailers? Only Murders Season 5 will premiere this summer, but there is no specific date. How would you like to be compared to a famous movie character and pocket $38,000? Sounds fun, doesn't it? Well, not if the character was Darth Vader and you're a woman named Lorna Rook, whose co-workers were the ones comparing her to the Star Wars villain after a corporate-issued personality test that was Star Wars-themed. Rook was out of the room at the time when her co-workers came to the conclusion, and she quit her job a month later. Glass half full? Darth Vader does do the right thing in the end. Pamela Anderson has been an actress for the last 30 years, but has only started actually acting in the last few years. The former Baywatch personality received critical acclaim for her role in The Last Showgirl. Anderson's latest role will be in the Naked Gun reboot opposite Liam Neeson, who will play Frank Drebin. The 57-year-old Anderson and 72-year-old Neeson hit it off famously on the set and claim to have movie character crushes on each other, according to the New York Post. The Naked Gun hits screens nationwide August 1st. I'm really hoping it's good. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny today with a high in the low to mid-80s this afternoon. The wind will be southeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, down to 57 for a low. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a slight chance of an afternoon shower or thundershower and a high in the upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 59.
That's your WMDX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at mad.radio. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.